Right. You know, that is also OB. That's a OB. Of course, that is our OB plate. OB bus. We can go anywhere. So if you have an event that you want to, you know, you have an event that you want to stream, you have a business that you want to also advertise, apart from those numbers that you have called that are given in the advertisement slot there, you can also call my number, 081-334-6599. You can also call that number if you want to advertise, you want your product to be advertised on radio, or services that you want to be advertised on radio. You have an event, whether it is a church event or whatever event that you have, and you want it to be streamed. We have cameras here, you know, that can take you straight into Facebook. We have everything it takes to cover your event. So apart from those numbers, you can also call 081-334-6599. That is my number, or 083-288-404. Those are optional numbers, that additional numbers that you can use to call. Right. Now, we are also discussing, the issue of drones, and we are looking at them, being game changers in, let me not talk about military, because we've been talking about this forever now, but let's look at other, advantages that are available as far as these unmanned aerial vehicles are concerned, or these robots, rather. So number one that we are looking at is drones can help with delivery. That's number one. Number two, they can also help, when it comes to dangerous tasks. And they can also help. They can also help in exploration of areas without being present in person. Remember, we are looking at the 20 pros. So this is number three now, that they can help to explore in areas without having been there in person, and they can be used to solve conflict. They can be used in agriculture. They may be helpful for cloud seeding. They can also be helped. They can also be helpful in creating 3D maps. They can also be navigated with the help of a GPS, that is a global positioning system. They can also help in creation of amazing pictures. They can also be just a toy for many people, whatever that will be. We will get into details on how it will be a toy for you. In many countries, you will not need a driver's license to operate a drone. They can also help with food and basics deliveries when it comes to, times of natural disasters. They can also be used in a selective manner. And then number 14, we look at the fields of their operation and application that seem to be endless. Number 15, we are saying drones are cheaper than helicopters or helicopters and, planes. They are harder to detect. That is number 16. In the future, it may become quite an important technology in the future. And then number 18, it might create additional jobs in the drone industry. It can be used 24/7. That is number 19. And then it can protect people, you know, who suffer from or from suffering from negative, serious negative impacts of war, you know, during military operations. I've just listed them one by one. So now we get into details as to how they can help with this. So number one, when we talk about drones helping in food delivery, we says that one important thing of drones, one important benefit of drones is that they can help us, you know, when it comes to making important deliveries, delivery of either, you know, medical or food item. Now, in big cities, this can be a useful technology to deliver food parcels from, you know, either it's food parcel or any other parcel from parcel companies. So this can help without, you know, them getting stuck in traffic as compared to, you know, conventional, you know, vehicles that may be stuck in traffic because of, you know, traffic lines and all that. So drones will, you know, they will fly in the balconies of, you know, the flats where they are supposed to deliver, you know, those products. They will just land there and maybe make a beep sound or something. Then you go and get your parcel. And, of course, these drones would then help to mitigate traffic jams by making sure that their use, you know, leads to fewer vehicles in the street, making life, you know, easier and solving the issue of traffic jam. Therefore, as far as the future of parcel delivery, drone technology seems to be a promising technology that will enhance, you know, efficient delivery of goods. Now, when it comes to dangerous tasks, drones will help. When it comes to tasks that can be, you know, dangerous for human workers, drones can then be there to assist, carry out those tasks. And, you know, instead of sending people to uncharted territories that could result into injuries or death, drones can be used, you know, to go and do, because they can be controlled from many miles away. So they can go and be, you know, they can go and, you know, carry out any task that is needed. So they can make certain jobs safer because human beings will no longer have to get themselves into dangerous places or places to carry out their tasks. Then, when it comes to the exploration of areas without a human being being there physically, drones will also help in this regard. Drones can be useful in exploration of areas. This is not only, you know, beneficial when it comes to the safety perspective, but it also has an economical benefit or an economic benefit. And when it comes to use of drones, fewer people will have to be present in person, and this reduces labor costs. And Drones can be used in areas where human beings will not be able to get to. You know, that is, you know, number four. Now, number five, we are saying, when it comes to the solving of conflict, we are now looking into as to how drones can be used. They are now saying that instead of sending soldiers to places that can be to places of conflict, drones can be used, and many lives can be saved in the long run. So drones can be used in this case, and many lives can be used. I mean, can be saved in the long run. So when it comes to the solving of conflict on a global level, drones can play a major role for military purposes. You don't need to send soldiers in places, and it is also not only a safety benefit, but it is also a safety in terms of economy. I mean, a benefit in terms of economic, you know, you are saving money, because when you need physical soldiers to be there, you need to spend money, because there are food, there are, you know, there are supplies in terms of feeds, of feeding and medical, you know, care, and all that, you know, the fuel in terms of fueling the armored personnel, you know, carriers, other military, you know, vehicles and carriers, you know, you just need to send the drones there that will carry out the task in a very informed manner. When we come to the cons, we will then discuss, you know, the cons when it comes to the to drones and unmanned aircraft. Now, drones can also be used in agriculture, and I remember I've been talking too much on this issue of drones, and when we were looking at precision farming, I've been talking about how drones can be a game changer in agriculture. Yeah. So when we come to the cons, we also look into the issue of affordability and so on. So they can be used for agricultural purposes. When it comes to manual work, there will be less manual work needed, because drones will be able to carry out, you know, very important processes as far as farming or agriculture in general is concerned. Drones can if drones are used in a large scale, then that will minimize human beings having to do the work. You know, one of the examples is that drones can be can help with irrigation of fields. Drone can help with the irrigation of fields. They can also be used for the application of pesticides, and also when it comes to herbicides and fertilizers. So when you use drones in the application of pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, you have a precise spot in which you are to spray herbicide or pesticide, so as not to overspray or underspray, and so as not to over-fertilize the farm or under-fertilize. So you have a precise location as far as fertilizer or pesticide and herbicide application is concerned. So when it comes to if more work has to be done by drones, then it will be more less work for farmers and more efficient in terms of, the crop yielding. And then, you know, this will render farmers more time for their families and for other hobbies that they like. And then, you know, all over the world, drones can increase crop yields and also increase, you know, the overall quality of life in countries all over the world. That is what, I mean, it's 25 minutes past 11, we are here. Now, when it comes to cloud seeding, cloud seeding is a technology that we know that has existed and, that is used to control the weather. I'm not speaking, in my own vernacular, in the weather. So weather is controlled by, with this cloud seeding technology. This is more technical to me. It's more scientific. I think it's more meteorological. So I'm not going to go deeper in it much. But planes are used to spray chemicals in the air, So for it to be done, it is done more by planes. But the processes that are needed for cloud seeding can be, the processes that are can be done by, drones. The adverse effects of cloud seeding can be lowered in our environment. I think at the end of this, I'm going to invite somebody from the meteorological service department to come and explain to us what really this process is. When it comes to cloud seeding. What it is really, and what is the advantage of it as far as farming is concerned. So I'm leaving this point here because this one needs an expert. But I promise, because I'm doing this for 2 days, so we might have this expert tomorrow or Wednesday to come and explain to us what cloud seeding is. Because even if I try to explain here, I might miss it big time because it needs somebody who is maybe hydrologist or a meteorologist to come in, or anybody within the know-how, who try to find one at least. Now, when it comes to 3D maps, this is another aspect that we need somebody also to explain. But when it comes to creating maps, surveying, drones can help. When it comes to surveying and creating maps of any area that we want, And it is crucial that technology is improved and enhanced use of drones when it comes to the mapping, of areas. Drones can be navigated with the help of GPS, that is global positioning system. So when they are programmed in a proper manner, you can send it to every location that you want. So, if you provide them with the coordinates of, of a respective goal, they are able to fly to every place without any human intervention.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzwi, Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi varitavaka wafera kavutungi. Mokwaluleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele riofisi zerivu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni Walvis Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital at omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Yes, all right. But look, let me not close you off. If you have something to say while I'm just busy, you know, discussing the issue of drones and the advantages thereof, and you also want to add or to disagree with what I'm saying, 083-288-4001. That's the number in studio. That's the number in studio, 083-288-4001. And don't forget that if you have a business there and you want to advertise, you know, you want to be heard on radio, how what you do, 081-3346-599. That's my number. You can always call me. Then, you know, we can take it up from there. Because we want, you know, to reach to you. You know, we want to reach to you, whether you are, wherever you are. We want to reach to you, or we want to have access to our products and services that we offer here, plenty of them. And we have a dedicated team that is able to come to you wherever you are. Right. Now we continue. And like I said, you are open. The lines are open. Now you can come through. 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. You know, I'll be able to get your calls. All right. We continue. Where was I? Okay. I was here. Let me see. Okay. So, yeah, we were looking at the issue of GPS in drones. You know, once they are provided with correct, and whether once they are properly programmed, and they are programmed with, you know, direct and clear coordinates, if they are provided with, you know, correct coordinates, they are able to fly wherever without human intervention. So from a navigational perspective, they can also be considered as a convenient, you know, technology. But this is a technology that is yet into, yeah, it is with us now. It can also help, you know, when it comes to the creation of amazing pictures. You know, they enable you to take pictures from, you know, hundreds of meters above the ground, you know, even thousands of meters above the ground. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about, who are into the filming industry. Most of them are using drones now. And if you go to weddings, you know, you can see like a drone in the sky making that sound, continuous sound, taking pictures, millions of pictures. Now, the perspective of those pictures will be different, you know. And if drones are used for photography, we will have multiple opportunities, you know. Plenty of opportunities that has not been available, you know, to us in the history of mankind. Now, it's also a toy, you know, for many people. Now, this is what I'm very interested in, to find out how a drone can be a toy. Apart from it, you know, having other features that are useful, it is also a toy for many people. When it comes to flying drones, it has become a hobby now, and many people are now creating platforms where they are exchanging, you know, views and knowledge, and also, you know, this hobby. So it has become a hobby, you know, flying a drone. And if you are looking for another hobby, you know, for your leisure time, like, why don't you try, you know, flying drones as a hobby? And then another advantage is that you don't need a driver's license in many countries for you to be able to operate the drone. So in many countries in the world, you will not need a license to operate a drone. So in many countries, you can just order your drone and you are already ready to go, fly it wherever you want. Yeah. So and make sure that when you are practicing it, you are practicing it in an area where there are no people, so that when you lose control over your drone, you don't hurt anyone. So that you know, because anything can go wrong in your quest to, while you are trying to, fly your drone. There's a tatekulu moving there, and you lose control over it, and you find the tatekulu, having a wrong conversation with a drone. So you make sure that if you are in Hakafia there, you are trying to fly your drone, you go into the forest, go into the forest and fly your drone there, so that, when there is a tatekulu moving there, you will not, hurt him or hurt the old lady trying to find her way back, and then you lost control over your drone. When it comes to events of natural disasters, drones can help when it comes to food delivery. The local population can be helped, after a natural disaster. After an earthquake, many people will be cut off from the rest of the world, since most streets will be full of rubble. And it may not be accessible, for vehicles. So drones can be used in that regard to deliver, the most necessary, assistance to the affected population. So, and the supply of food and water may break down, and people may not be able to get enough supply. So in such an extreme situation, drones can be used to carry water, equipment, and medical, supply, as well as food and other amenities to the affected community. It can also be used in a selective manner, in a specific manner. You can use it for conflict only. You can have the drones only for agriculture. You can have drones for, transportation in terms of delivery of food, when it comes to military, operation, you can use it to attack certain specific infrastructure without hurting the local population. It can save many lives, because you are targeting a base, you just hit the base, and you will have fewer people to injure and to kill than if you just send the army, to get to a place and they will be firing everywhere and innocent people will be hit. And then there are endless fields of application as far as the use of drones is concerned. When it comes to the variety of different fields, drone really qualify for their use. You really have drones that will not qualify for the use in terms of various fields. They are endless. They are cheaper than helicopters and planes. It makes sense from a financial perspective, because anybody can have a drone. When it comes to operations that do not require carrying heavyweight materials, drones could replace planes and helicopters, and that they can save plenty of money. They are also harder to detect. The planes and helicopters are big and they are easy to spot, but drones can fly into specific areas without being detected because they are smaller in size. And, you know, helicopters make noise. Baka, 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 baka. It is easy for you to know that there's a helicopter coming there. And the same with planes. They make noise. But drones, the noise from a drone is... The noise from a drone is quite, you know, it will take your attention really to really hear that there is a drone flying nearby. Since drones are going to be used in the future, it may become quite important technology in the future. And therefore, it is necessary for countries to start investing in research and, you know, in the manufacturing of drones, you know. Countries can research and can come up, you know, can start investing in research. So, because it can make the life easier. And it might be important in making sure that, you know, it carry out the processes effectively in the future. Then there'll be jobs in the drone industry. The proponents of drones, they also claim that there'll be more job opportunities that will come with drone industry, with drones, or with the use in the with the use of drone technology. You know, they have become very popular in, you know, this past decade, and thousands of people already work in this drone industry. And since chances are that, you know, drones will become more popular in the near future, it is very important for companies and countries to start research, you know, to start research in the production and, you know, development of drones, that it might be an employer, the greatest employer for millions of people in the world. It can also be used 24/7. You know, they are available 24/7. You know, they will have no real limit to operation times, so they can be used whenever they are needed, unlike human beings. So they can be more reliable and productive than human beings. They will become important alternative to operations where human beings don't need to be present. I will be a little bit, you know, in disagreement with this one of saying drones will be more productive than human beings. I don't think there'll be more technology. There'll be a technology that will be more productive than a human being. But let's go further. It can protect people, you know, from suffering from negative experiences in military operations. You know, it can protect many people. So people who join the army, you know, will suffer a lot of mental problem because, you know, a missile is fired there, somebody's head is cut off and somebody's head is running the other side and the body is without a head or somebody's. So those kind of scenes will result into mental health crisis. So if there are drones that are at the front line, it will reduce this type of, you know, experiences, you know. the soldiers will no longer need to be present in person to see, you know, headless bodies moving, you know, the other side, and all and so forth, you know, or seeing human being rolling in the fire. So that, you know, that kind of experience, you know, especially for young soldiers, maybe older guys have used to that, but the young soldiers will have mental consequences. And military operations will also drop significantly. So, and that is what we have been looking at today, at the, you know, the pros of drones and these unmanned aircraft. And I've already said that if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-4001. That is a number. You know, we are not voting yet because these are 20. I think the pros are more than the cons, because the cons are just 15 of them. And I will start with them tomorrow before I move on into, you know, the industries of, you know, drones, to see how much is this industry worth. And maybe we'll also look at the type of drones that are available now, and then versus what is being projected to be in future. And then from there, we'll talk about the issue. But I'll also try to come up with, you know, to see if I can find a guest who will come and take us through the cloud, you know, seeding technology, or the science behind, you know, cloud seeding, how it is beneficial, what is the meaning of this cloud, you know, what's the meaning of cloud seeding. So we'll get somebody to talk. Of course, we are going for a short break, and we'll be right to continue with more on the pros of the on the pros of drones. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400, or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 5 minutes to 12, you know. All right, you can still come through if you want to be part of the conversation. Yeah, so the drone industry, the drone technology actually started around 2003. You know, that's when we started to hear drones. But it was started earlier, 2001. We used to hear unmanned aircraft, or, you know, that was more on bigger aircraft. But the drone technology, you know, start to hear U.S. drone, you know, drones that can strike. You know, a drone strike in Afghanistan, you know, mostly it was used more in, they were more used in Afghanistan, the drone strikes. And then it moved from being a military, only a military equipment to a conventional use. And now we have irrigation drones, and they are precise. You know, in their irrigation, you know, task, because they are sent to a specific location, and they irrigate so as to prevent, you know, unnecessary, you know, watering even where water is not needed. So you direct it to a spot where water is needed. And you also direct it to a spot where herbicides are needed, or pesticides are needed, and you also direct it to a direct spot where, you know, fertilizer is needed. So then you don't need to over fertilize, or, you know, to fertilize even where to waste fertilizer, even in a place where fertilizer is not needed. So you can, when it comes to mapping, it can also be used, you know, to create accurate maps of locations you can now use it to direct aid to a specific, you know, location. In areas of, you know, in times of natural disasters where, you know, streets are no longer navigatable by car, you need, instead of, because certain places helicopters cannot land, you know, you also need a smaller system that can deliver specifically. So you need a drone there, or drones there, going there to, you know, airlifting some basic, you know, the things that are needed, and precisely, you know. So, and they don't need to have, you don't need to have a license. You buy your drone, you are already good to go. And you also don't need to, you know, suffer from traffic, you know, from traffic jam. For example, if you have a drone, where is your location? Your pizza, it is delivered at the balcony of your flat. If pizza and cool drink, you just come and pick, and maybe pay, and you pick your pizza and cold drink. and you go, whatever it is that you have ordered. So those are the advantages of drones. Of course, when it comes to disadvantages, they are very small. There are just 15 of them, but you know, they are major.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right, my time has come to a serious halt. Of course, we will continue tomorrow when we look at the cons of drones. Don't get excited yet. You know, when you look at the 20 pros of drones, how they will be useful, you know, to us. I have 15 of them here that are cons, but they are more practical. You know, they are more real. But we are going to see that tomorrow. And Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good.
And I like the discussion point, Franz, especially about the drones, because drones have come up in the last 2 weeks, you know, international stories, how they are actually weapons of death and destruction. So, yeah, we'll have to see how, because the scientists or the mechanics always say, no, drones are made for, or technology is there for improving humanity, but then the opposite happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a marketing point of view, everybody can say good about anything.
Yeah.
But does it work?
Exactly. Or is it applied to what you are marketing it for?
Yes. Does it apply in every, you know, look at the Tesla car, self-driving car. I mean, who doesn't want a car which drives itself? And the end of the day, it hits a concrete and then you are gone.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So all those things. People who are more proponent of this technology, they don't put it, certain realities into account.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Right, Dwight, let me leave you. You have an awesome show.
Thanks a lot.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate, muyuni, walela pe. Lela pe, onkara ompu, wamafutiro no kuthisa, ngoka haguningwa pamkara gongondi, hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka we agehe, na ngoka gopaipindi, notaga dhanwa no kutrua mombepo, ethimbo ojotu njoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka we mombepo, torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lela pe, nenge utre moshifo sho the villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi,
omatumara ka goma hio, omatumara ka goma harero yambe ko goma baro, no matumara ka goku arukehe, goka wahara wutseifere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu, ni thiringa itano, metumara ka kehe. Lela pay, oharongo ngini, konga oka epa ko lela pay, ko play store, nenge ko app store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumaraka joye eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumo etumaraka joye otari tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima oye ko digital@malaiti.com notai urikwa meenderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandithi, tuzengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, yimo nena, nena. Tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.